She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. And we have Charlie Bales. He is the founder of CB Supplements. And today we're talking about all things collagen. So Charlie, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So I know I saw on your website that kind of your big why is that your daughter was sick. So I want to hear a little bit about your personal story and what made you even get into starting this.
Yeah, I'd love to. It's a long story and I'm a bit windy, but I'll do my best to keep it short. All right. But I have three kids now. So their ages are 8, 6, and 2. And the oldest one, the 8-year-old Vivian, she's the only girl and she's got two crazy little brothers. So our house is very loud. But I'm ecstatic that it's loud because it was loud when Vivian was a baby for a totally different reason. She was kind of what I'll say, a normal kid. I mean, kids get sick. They're supposed to. That's how our immune system develops. I get it. But she was getting sick a lot and really like it was taking her down. Just call it like 1 week out of every month. She's sick. And then that just makes our whole household, my wife, Leanne, and I, that's not a pretty place. When she was between the age of 1 and 2, it was so bad. A couple of visits to the hospital, one time for shortness of breath and a respiratory issue that you're like thinking the whole time driving there, you're like, how's this going to end? I have no clue. So finally, after a bunch of these, because Leanne and I, we were just doing what the doctor said, she has this problem, take this drug. She has this issue. She needs to be on inhalation treatments or she needs to be on this steroid. So we just did it. We did what every parent normally does, which is just follow the guidance of your doctor. And finally, I just said enough because she was getting worse with all this medication and steroids. So, just jumped into Google, jumped into the podcasting world, found Abel James and Fat Burning Man and his, amazing radio voice and just started listening to podcast after podcast and just started reading books and hearing about this naturopathic world, that intermittent fasting is a part of. So once I discovered that world, there was no turning back. Collagen is a part of that puzzle of fixing Vivian's health, which now she's this vibrant 8-year-old in really good health that hasn't been sick in years. And I mean, when we all had COVID a year ago, she was the one kind of doing this, being like, this isn't even touching me, and I'm the one in bed for 3 days. So it's funny how that works, but, collagen was a big part of that. Collagen's not the silver bullet. There's a lot of things that we did, to improve her health. I'm happy to talk about whatever you'd like to, but that's the short story that really it was this multi-year process that we're still in, that I ended up founding a company selling a supplement that was part of the healing journey, because I'm just so passionate about it. And I want to spread the word of health to as many people as we can. Cause I know there's a lot of parents like me that were out there that were just like, how do I fix my kids' health? That's all we want. We just want our kids to be happy and healthy.
So I know that, some people are just like collagen, and they say like collagen is the most abundant protein in your body and it keeps your bones and your joints healthy. It helps your skin. It helps muscle mass. It helps your metabolism. It helps with your weight. So like, does it really do all of that? And why? Like, how does it do it? And how do you get it? Let's just say there was no collagen supplement at all. How would you be getting it?
Yeah, I love talking about this. I love the question because we're the supplement company that I'm going to tell you, don't buy our product. Get your nutrition from food. Don't get it from supplements. That's why it's called supplements. They're supplementing your diet. And a lot of people have a great diet and they don't need our product. And I'll talk about why we even created it. But, what is collagen? You said it's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's a laundry list of things that it can do to help promote health and fix health. And all the things that you said, it's an amazing thing. You know, we think that collagen is a missing food group, honestly. We have protein, we have fat, and we have carbs as our three macronutrients. I wish there was a fourth macronutrient called collagen, because it is so much different than your typical protein, which I'm happy to dive into and get into some of that basic science with you and for your listeners, if you'd like me to.
Yeah, let's do a brief intro of it. So,
okay. So, and we've all heard the term peptides nowadays, like collagen peptides. It's a fancy word. A peptide is just an amino acid that's or a couple amino acids linked together, as I'm sure most of your listeners know. But the peptide chain that's in collagen is found nowhere else in nature. And what those peptides are, it's certain amino acids. It's glycine, it's leucine, it's proline, and then it's the hydroxylated amino acids of those. So hydroxyproline, hydroxyleucine. When those are attached together, that tells your body to go do something very specific. It says, go fix and repair connective tissue, which, let's think about what is connective tissue. It's everything that you just said: hair, skin, nails, joint, internal organs, blood vessels, you know, the whites of our eyes. Our whole body is basically connective tissue. You know, our bones are collagen that are in a web like this. They're filled with these hard minerals, calcium, magnesium. So it's everywhere. And when you eat collagen, that's what it tells your body to go do. And that doesn't happen when you eat whey protein or you eat muscle protein. I mean, muscle protein is about 2 or 3% collagen. So our diets in this country and really in the world now, we used to eat the whole animal. We used to drink the blood of the animal. Like, we just don't really do that anymore. We eat boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You know, we trim the fat off of most of our meat. And we don't eat bone and ribeyes every meal. Heck, most people will tell you red meat's going to kill you. I'm not going to tell you that. So it's just, it's fallen out of favor. You know, we don't drink bone broth at the end of most meals now. So if someone is not going to do those things and incorporate collagen into their diet, we have this supplement for you. And we have it in a chocolate flavor so that you can get it into your diet, because we believe you need 20, 30, 40 grams of collagen protein per day. And that's a lot. That's hard to do unless you're slamming 16 ounces of bone broth and having, you know, a meat-based diet. That's going to be hard to do.
Hey guys, I'm so excited. My new book, One Meal and a Tasting, is out now. And if you order the book on Amazon, just the regular paperback edition, if you go in and make a review, you will get the audiobook for free. Send a copy of your receipt to questions@chantelrayway.com and you'll get the audiobook right away. So let's talk about some foods that do have collagen in them. I'll tell you something that I know off the top of your head. For me, it seems like bone broth, I've heard it has like really good collagen. Is that right?
Oh, 100%. I think
bone broth, like chicken, fish, egg whites, berries, citrus fruits. Like, give me some others. Like, those are kind of the big ones that I would say. What is some other things that you can get natural collagen from?
Yeah, so I'm happy you mentioned a couple of those, berries and certain fruits. Those do not have collagen in them.
Oh, they don't?
No, there's no such thing as plant collagen. You're only going to get collagen from animal product, and primarily their joints and their skin and their bones. There's not a ton of collagen in muscle meat, maybe 2 to 4% of the protein that's on your steak is collagen. Most of it is muscle meat protein, which is totally different. And then fruits, vegetables, plants, they can help with collagen production.
Production, that's right. It helps with production of collagen, that's right.
Correct. So all these vegan products out there that say vegan collagen, there is no collagen. They're claiming that their product helps stimulate the production of collagen, which isn't necessarily wrong. It's just, there's two different things, you know. There's one thing about eating collagen and starting the process of fixing and repairing connective tissue. And then there's another thing of eating foods that help stimulate some of the productive activities of making collagen, you know, or the precursors of it. That it's very, very different. And it's hard to, if you don't know this market and the product, the products that are out there market to you, then, and people will think, oh, I'm eating blueberry, I'm helping my collagen. Not really.
Yeah.
That's a big stretch. You know, you're not hurting it, but you're certainly not. I don't even want to say you're not helping it, because listen, I'd rather people eat a blueberry than drink Coca-Cola. Like I get it. But very, very different. So just to answer your question of foods, bone broth is the superfood. You know, any type of soup that is made from the stock of an animal, and that stock is from bones and skin and joint material, not just, you know, chicken broth, you know, that you bought at the store. Very, very different. You want to make sure that that is bone broth, which is another, you know, it's another marketing ploy that you have to buy a product that has the word bone in it now, or else if it doesn't, they just make it with the muscle meat and there's barely any protein. So bone broth is huge. Eggs have a little bit. If you do eat meat, eat the skin, you know, eat the joint material that's on the chicken leg, cartilage and the tendons and the ligaments. A bone in ribeye, you know, the meat that's really close to the bone is going to have some of the collagen there. And then a lot of organ meats, you know, certain organs have a ton of collagen and others have barely any. So, you know, we've got an article on our website that talks about this, the four big food groups that contain collagen, but every single one of them is animal based. So, that's where we get it.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Cause I think what I was thinking is, like, you know, they always say that vitamin C plays a big role in the production of procollagen, right? And so getting enough vitamin C is critical. And so, like you said, with ads and different things that you've seen, it's like, okay, well, you should be eating citrus fruits like oranges, grapefruits, lemon, limes. You know, they have a lot of vitamin C. Berries have a lot of vitamin C, antioxidants. And so the vegan kind of demographic kind of will say, use that word, it helps with the production of collagen instead of, and so it kind of messes, you know, with your head. But what about things like fish and shrimp and shellfish? Cause that's kind of, isn't that considered, like, I've heard the term marine collagen. Have you heard that?
Yeah, we use it in our product. Our product is a multi-source collagen, which is different than most products out there. Most products are single source and they're mostly made from beef skin. That's what bovine means. So our product is beef skin, beef bone broth, chicken bone broth, fish skin and scales, and then eggshell membrane. So you're getting a you know, the whole vegetable garden of collagen sources, we'll call it. So where I'm very familiar with the marine source, and yeah, if dinosaurs were still alive, we could get collagen from them if we could make broth out of their bones. But you know, the shellfish and shrimp and that, those are primarily fat, you know, a good amount of protein, not a ton of collagen, but a little bit, kind of the same, like 2-4% of what a muscle meat is. But if you're eating the legs of the shrimp, which I don't do, so I'm sure some people do, but there's going to be more collagen in that than the actual body, if you know what I mean.
Hey guys, I really want you to join our Intermittent Fasting and OMAD Facebook group. We're doing tons of giveaways right now for posting your before and after pictures, and just for posting a question in there. We're giving away free protein shakes, some digest aid, all kinds of fun stuff. So please join our Intermittent Fasting and OMAD Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. So I want to kind of talk, and I love what you said was, like, you made a comment earlier about, like, if you can eat your collagen, that's like the best way to do it. But if you can't, then obviously you want to supplement with it. So let's say someone in one day, you said, okay, I want to get enough collagen for my daily intake. What would they have to eat in order to get that?
It's a great question. So we recommend one serving of our product per 50 pounds. So one serving of our product is about 7 grams of collagen. So I weigh 210 pounds. So that means I'm going to need about 4 to 5 servings. And we don't recommend taking more than 5 servings of our product because we just don't see a benefit. And we're not trying to take people's money. Just take enough and you'll be fine. So for me, that's what, 35 grams of protein or so. So I would need to drink, you know, one serving of bone broth is about 10 ounces, maybe 12 ounces. And that has about 10 grams of protein in it. Maybe a ribeye steak has about, if it's 60 grams of protein in the whole thing, maybe it's 6 grams of collagen in there. You know, one egg is about 6 grams of protein. Maybe one of those grams of protein is collagen. So you're going to need to eat a good amount. You know, for me, I'm going to need to have a cup of bone broth, a steak, maybe 6 eggs, and a chicken breast that has the skin and the bones on it to meet my daily value. That's a lot. That's a lot of animal protein. I mean, I happen to eat a lot of that. So I don't take a bunch of our product, honestly. I take maybe 2 or 3 scoops. But I'm not the guy that's taking 25 scoops of our product because there's just no reason. But that's what somebody would need to eat. So if you're a 120-pound female, it's a little easier. Maybe it's eating meat a couple of times, you know, maybe twice in your 2 meals a day, and then having a cup of bone broth at night. If you're doing that, you know, most every day, you don't really need this, honestly. It might help. It might help you get to that upper limit. I've taken a bunch of collagen on certain days, and it doesn't do anything bad. I think your body just uses what it needs and it gets rid of the rest. Hopefully that answers the question, but it's bone broth, it's some organ meats, it's a lot of animal meats. And if you can't do that, which I'd much prefer somebody do that, but if you can't, then that's why we have a product. Cause you can get, drinking my cup of coffee right now. I have 3 kids, like I said, so I drink 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day. And each one of those cups has about 5 or 6 grams of collagen in it.
Now, on your site, you had something that talks about the 5 types of collagen. Explain that for me.
Yep. So every source, remember how I said we use all the 4 animals that we can, you know, chickens, cows, fish, and eggshells. Each one of those animals or animal sources provides a different type of collagen. So easiest example, beef collagen. It's usually going to be type 1 and or type 3, which type 1, 2, and 3 are the most abundant types of collagen found in your body. They represent like over 90% of the collagen that we're looking at right now. So when you take beef, you're getting type 1 and 3, which that's great. That's your hair, that's your skin, that's your nails, that's some internal organs. It's a lot of good things. But guess what type your joints are? Your joints are type 2. So tendons and ligaments and cartilage and everything in your elbow that's connecting all of these muscles is type 2 collagen, which you get that from chicken. So that's why we have a multi-sourced, so that we can eat the entire garden, and really type 10 collagen is also in the joints. So I compare it to the vegetable garden. I've said that a few times. So it's kind of like, do you eat just broccoli all day, every day? Or do you eat, you know, a yellow pepper and an orange carrot? And do you eat all the cruciferous vegetables? Because every single vegetable has a different mineral, different vitamin, something else that our body needs. It's the same with collagen types. And that's what the types are.
Awesome. Well, this has been great. Tell listeners how they can find you and where they can follow you.
Sure. So we're on all the socials, just at CB Supplements. CB is my name, Charlie Bales, which is a horrible name, but that's what you get when you have a guy like me owning a company by himself. Now I have partners looking at Google, trying to see what website is open. So we're cbsupplements.com and on all the socials there. So we have our support email address on the website. That's going to go to me. So if somebody wants to get in touch with me, just go on the website, send us an email. Heck, my email is just charlie@cbsupplements.com. I'd love to hear from anybody. I'm fairly active on LinkedIn, so you can find me there personally. But we'd love to hear from anybody and answer any more questions.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.